World Food Program officials in Sudan say the organization is facing a budget shortfall of $340 million over the next 6 months. Beside the economic downturn and fighting, the WFP says Sudanese are also battling food insecurity, flooding, and disease outbreaks, the main drivers of the country's humanitarian needs. Idi Rowe, WFP's country's representative for Sudan, tells South Sudan in Focus more than 18 million people, or 40% of the population, are at risk of acute food shortages by September 2022. He says crop and livestock production are down 50% in 14 states across Sudan.
The 2021 agricultural season was a failed harvest, and so crop failure as a result of erratic climatic changes, we experienced long dry spells. This impacted on the harvest of crops. But quite apart from that, there is a combination of factors which are all sort of conniving to aggravate the food insecurity situation in Sudan.
Rao says insecurity, especially in the Darfur and Kordofan areas, contributed to reduced crop production, as did diseases, pest infestation, and high prices of agricultural goods. In December last year, the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Sudan estimated about 14.3 million people across Sudan would be in need of humanitarian assistance in 2022. OCHA says it will need at least $1.9 million to provide assistance to Sudan's most vulnerable people, including internal displaced persons and refugees. Rao says the war in Ukraine has caused more problems for Sudan.
50% of the wheat that Sudan imports are from the Black Sea, and now we have a war ongoing in the Black Sea. Now this has a ripple impact on the cost of a loaf of bread. It has an impact on the fuel, and the fuel impacts almost every aspect of our lives in Sudan.
Rao says humanitarian partners plan to reach more than 9.1 million people with life-saving assistance in dozens of communities across the country. He says those services will include support for the most vulnerable people, food assistance, and access to water and domestic use and livestock.
Now, if you have communities who would struggle to have one meal a day, that is close to famine. And so our priority is to target these severe food insecure households to make sure that at least there is a meal at home.
Aid workers are also concerned about the recent uptick in intercommunal conflicts in the Darfur region, which has forced people to flee for their safety. He says migration of pastoral communities puts additional pressure on limited water and food available in some areas, which contributes to intercommunal violence. Rao says deadly fighting continues to hamper the work of humanitarian workers in certain areas of the country.
Households will find it difficult to even travel to their farms as a result of security. Even for us as humanitarians, we are finding it difficult in some instances to access these people who need assistance simply because of the insecurity.
The WFP suspended humanitarian operations in North Darfur State in December last year after three of its warehouses were looted. More than 5,000 metric tons of food items were looted, along with equipment worth $7 million, according to the WFP. Earlier this year, humanitarian partners appealed for more than $1.9 billion to provide assistance and protection to 14.3 million people in Sudan in 2022. Of that amount, $806 million is required for life-saving activities alone. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.